your finances, on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. This is Dr. Paula coming to you on 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. It is Sunday, July 27th. Can you believe we're already heading into August? Our next show is going to be in August of this year. Where has this year flown? Okay, so a couple of you wrote in with some questions about the website because we are changing carriers, and I mentioned last couple shows that we might have some downtime after July 31st, but hallelujah, that is not the case. The new provider have just been rocking and rolling, and they provided me with a draft website so far, and it is super cool, and it will be up and running by August 1 of this year. So now let me preface that not all the pages will be there. Because as I said, the old carrier, GoDaddy, was shutting down my old website as of July 31st. So we're going to start out with a clean and new look for the website. So don't despair if not every page is up there. Right now, let's say, for instance, the books page won't have the links to our Amazon books right away, but we're going to start working on that next week. So, but at least the website will be up. You can still contact me, and you know, we'll add it in the next couple weeks. So we're not going to be MIA. And that was the main objective. So, but I think you guys will be pleased. It's much easier to navigate, and I'm happy with it. I really am. It's where we need to be right now as we grow. So no need to worry about the website not being in existence after the 31st of July. We will be here. We are there, and we'll be moving forward. Excuse me. Now, I mentioned my cell number for those of you that want to reach me that way. And primarily, I have created the cell number for those of you in a critical situation with your trading, or you're in a bad trade and you need help getting out immediately. And I think I've been pretty clear about that. So if you have general questions, like you are reading Trading in the Zone, you have a question about the exercise, So if you have a question about a system or back testing or paper trading programs, that sort of thing, guys, I'm not going to sit here and write a book on a cell phone via text. And those are the kind of questions that should be sent through an email. So come on. All right. So for those of you that have sent those questions through the text on my cell phone, I'm not going to sit here for 20 minutes typing a text back to you. So what I have done is text you back and say, provide me with your email address and I will respond. Now, it clearly states on our website, and it's been like this for decades, we don't harvest your email address. We don't sell it. We don't rent it. We don't lend it. It's just for me. Okay. It's just for our in-house use. So when we have a newsletter that's, might come out in the fall, or we have upcoming events, whether they're webinars or workshops or whatever, then you're going to get notification about that through your email address. I do not text. I do not do marketing or advertising through text or cell phone. I'm sorry. And maybe that's the way a lot of you younger guys do that. That's not me. So the cell number is really just, as I've mentioned before, for those of you that are, you know, in a tough spot and you need immediate help. So if you have any other questions, you know, go to the website, fill in the contact form, and ask me the question. I don't live on my cell phone. And for those of you who have worked with me for some time, you know that I just recently added a cell phone just so someone or any traders that are in a critical event can reach me immediately. This is not for normal question and answer. Okay, no Q&A on the phone. All right, it's like, hey, I'm in a bad trade or bad set of trades. I need your help. I'll text you back and say, hey, what's a good time to chat? But you know, I need some help understanding the exercise and how to create my edge. Come on, guys. Come on. Send an email. So for those of you that responded, or you know, that sent a text for these long, lengthy answers, and I texted you back and said, provide me your email and I will respond. Shame on you for saying nasty things about me on the internet. I did respond. I didn't give you the answer because it's too lengthy to text. So for those of you that wrote nasty things because you wanted an answer via text, which is not what I do and which I have said that's not the way it works, shame on you. And, you know, we won't be working together forward. That's the way I roll, guys. It's called mutual respect. And that's just the way it is. All right? So, we're going to get into another thing here. There's been some question on the internet where people will call me up and say, hey, you know, I'm working with so-and-so. Now, I may or may not know who they're working with. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of the times I have no idea who they're working with. Okay, no clue. Never heard of the people, never heard of their provider, never heard of their services, never heard of their programs. So that's neither here nor there, because those people, allegedly, according to these people who contact me, the traders that contact me, you know, they state, well, they referred me to you. Okay, well, that's great. And I really appreciate that from these people I don't know. That's great. And the reason that they do refer traders to me is because of the fact that I co-created the entire field of trading psychology with Mark Douglas. And our books are the industry classics. They are all-time bestsellers on Amazon, translated into 15 languages, and they are, according to countless traders across the globe, the Bibles of the industry. And I'm speaking about the disciplined trader and trading in the zone specifically. So, of course, people are going to refer traders to my office. Okay, it's just common sense. First of all, that makes them look good. And number two, they obviously want whoever they refer to my office to do better. So I'm very grateful for that. I'm very thankful and honored that anyone would refer traders to my office. With that said, now I know when I'm a guest on Larry Pesavento's show on Tiger TV Financial Network, I have stated that anybody calling in from Larry's show will receive a 20% discount of any services they may decide to purchase. However, that does not apply to people I don't know. All right? So, folks, if you're working with someone and they say, oh, you got to contact Paula, you know, because she co-wrote The Disciplined Trader and so forth and so on, whatever the reasons are, that's great. But if I don't know them, then I have no relationship with them. So I don't know why you would think you would get any kind of discount from someone that I don't know. So you know, it's this is business, guys. All right. This is just business. If I don't know someone, I'm not going to give you a discount just because they told you I would. All right. Now, I've had a little situation going on here with a couple people, a couple traders that have contacted me for coaching, and another guy that wanted to come to the life coaching workshop with his wife. And they said, well, so-and-so referred me to you, and he said that you were going to give us a 30% discount. Okay, I don't know who this person is. Second of all, I don't know who the traders are, right? And anybody could call up anybody and say, well, you know, this person referred me, and they said you were going to give a 30% discount. I don't know what to say. I find that rather humorous that anyone would think that, you know, I'm telling you, I don't know who that person is. And you're like, well, they said we'd get this percentage discount. Well, I don't know them, so they can't say that. It's not their business. It's my business. So if I don't know somebody, why am I going to give anybody a discount just because some anonymous person on the internet said I was going to? So come on, folks, just think about it. All right. So don't embarrass yourself and don't force the issue, because that's just, again, it's just an embarrassment to you. So if you just let it go, I'll probably give you some sort of discount anyway, but don't push it, because then there's a lack of respect. And moving forward, it's just not going to work that way. No one tells anyone how to run my business. So just an FYI, you know, if you want a discount, call me up, talk to me one-on-one. But if I tell you I don't know that person, you know, c'est la vie. And we'll work through it together. But don't push it. All right? So anyway, let's think about that for a second. And we're going to head into a break. And we will be back in a few. Okay, so continuing on in that, and I'm going to, you know, I know guys, you want to just hear from me, you know, the best of the best in terms of your mindset, but everything that I'm talking about here is about your mindset. For instance, if you are working with some sort of provider, and along the way he or she suggests that you pick up a copy of The Disciplined Trader or Trading in the Zone, then obviously they feel that our first two books have merit. And that's wonderful. Again, you know, it's really a blessing to me that all these anonymous people across the world are referring our books. Now, the second part of that is that does not mean that they themselves have read the book, either book or any of our books. Because I can guarantee you, if they had read those first two books, they would have contacted me at some point and said, let's work together. But they haven't. So my point being, folks, is that if you're working with these people I don't know, and, you know, obviously that's going to happen because I don't know everybody out there on the internet. If they're saying, well, call her up and she'll give you a discount, I don't know where they're getting that from. Number one. And I can guarantee you, if I said that about their business, they'd be on the phone to me like immediately saying, why are you giving away discounts? I don't even know you. So this is just business. All right. But with that said, again, this is about the way you are approaching your trading. You're working with someone else. They tell you to go get one of my books. And they say, oh, well, she's going to give you a discount. Well, if I tell you I don't know them, then why would you still push getting a discount? I don't know them. You don't know them because of somebody on the internet. So, I mean, this is happening more and more frequently, and this is the reason I'm bringing it up. For all I know, you could be making that up, or it could actually be somebody telling you that. The only person that's going to get a discount is someone from Larry Pesavento. That's it. Because Larry and I have worked together for years. Or Alexander Elder. All right. Now, I haven't talked to Alexander Elder about anybody coming from him getting a discount from me. But it doesn't matter because we're friends. So he's not going to tell people to call me and say, oh, well, she's going to give you a discount. But if somebody comes to me because they have been to him and he's like, oh, read Trading in the Zone or read Discipline Trader or go talk to Paula, then of course, it's just a natural reciprocal. He gave me a referral. If somebody decides to work with me and pay me for my services, yeah, I will give you a discount. I'm not going to give away the store. So don't mistake this as, oh, we're going to get free stuff. You're not going to get free stuff. You're going to get the benefit of my wisdom to the best of my ability, because I am the best of the best in this area. But don't be disrespectful. All right. And the other reason that I bring this up is because there's been a couple people that are working with total strangers. I don't know these people, never heard of them, couldn't even find them on the internet. And they said, oh, well, go, you're having trouble. You know, don't worry about it. She'll talk to you for free. And I'm like, well, that's news to me. So, you know, I've had a couple phone calls from traders, and they're like, well, and they were really in trouble. Okay. They really were in trouble. And I said, well, I don't know who told you to call me, but I don't do this for free. And they got really upset with me, and they said, well, so-and-so said this. And I said, well, I don't know who that person is, you know? So I find it very uncomfortable to be put in that position, to be put on the defensive, and I find that very disrespectful. And I keep using that word because when you disrespect someone that you want help from, but you don't want to pay them because you feel, well, I already paid for my system, and I'm already paying this other guy. Well, that has nothing to do with what I may provide you. What you're paying out on all your other trading education or your trading overhead has nothing to do with me. And this is where it gets into the mindset, folks. If you don't know how to think for yourself, if you don't understand the dynamics of running a business, and you as a trader, you are running a business, and you are going to have overhead. That means you're going to pay for your system. You're going to pay for your hardware, your software, your time out of pocket, meaning if you're still working at another job or and you're doing it part-time and you're losing sleep or you're losing time with your family, all right? That's what happens when you run a business. That's what happens when you're an entrepreneur. You don't work 9 to 5, and certainly not as traders. And let's say trading is your full-time job. There's countless numbers of you that work 15, 20 hours a day. And then on top of that, you're not even getting a good night's sleep because you're setting alerts to get up and watch the markets or put on trades. Well, that's your decision to run your business being a trader that way. All right? Maybe you're making money, maybe you're not. Maybe you're not making as much as you want, and that's why you choose to call me. That's all well and good. But I'm here to help you. But I'm also running a business. So just because you may not be making money doesn't mean that that's my fault, because I haven't even talked to you before. So let's kind of roll this back a little bit and start understanding what it means to be a trader. You are a trader now. You are in a venue that will allow you to take as much money as you can see out of the markets. The only reason that you are trading is to make money, period, the end. And if you convinced yourself otherwise, then you better stop trading until you really understand that the whole dynamic of being a trader is to make money. When I'm in my coaching mode, you know, my coaching and workshops, that I am in the business of teaching you how to learn how to think for yourself, learn how to think objectively, so you can actually see true market data. That's the business I'm in when I'm coaching. Now, how I trade has nothing to do with how you trade. I am not licensed to give you trading advice. I am not here to tell you what setups to put on or take off or anything like that. I am here to help you learn how to think like a winning warrior trader. Not to call someone up, anybody up, and demand a discount or demand free information to improve your trading. And by you doing that continually, you are telling your mindset, you are telling your psyche, your soul, your spirit, that you can't make money as a trader. These are the dynamic laws of the universe, folks. This is the way it works. You cannot search and search and search for everything for free to improve your trading and then think you're going to make money as a trader, because the underlying belief that you have is, you don't have any money to pay for your education, and therefore you're demanding that it be given to you for free, and that's why you cannot be objectively viewing the markets, because you are not objective. You are in the TZL. That's what I've coined, the trading zone of lack. What you haven't achieved, what you think everybody else is achieving, and you don't believe in yourself. And these are really deep concepts, folks. And I understand they're kind of difficult to grasp, but you have to start really understanding what I'm saying if you truly want to look at a chart at any given moment and say, that's profit and I'm going to take it. Not, well, that's profit, but it's not enough. And you know who I'm talking to. You know who I'm talking to. And you know, guys, I'm a safe space here, all right? So just remember that if you are contacting me, then your spirit is telling you, I have something that you need to hear. That's the way it works. There's a teacher for every student, and there's a student for every teacher. And that's what I'm here to do, is to help you learn how to be the best of the best of the best when it comes to your trading. So let's do that together forward, and let's rock and roll together, because I know you can do it, but only you can do it if you believe in yourself. All right? So let's take another break, and we will be back in a moment.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on A Higher Power.
Okay. Now, one of the things I wanted to bring up today as well is that, let's see, what date is this? I was flipping channels in June, and I think it was June 3rd. And, you know, I don't watch the news that much, but I was flipping through the channels, and as I went through the lineup, you know, like I'll stop on a channel and just kind of listen for a few minutes and, excuse me, see who's saying what and if it's worthwhile my time. But on June 3rd, I actually stopped on the Greg Kelly podcast, which I believe is on Fox News. And the reason that I stopped there was dun, 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 because it was about crypto. Okay, so anytime I hear crypto, you know I'm going to be on that to see what's happening. Well, I'm listening to this guy, and I haven't listened to him before, and he seemed kind of humorous, and he was talking about how President Trump is promoting crypto trading. President Trump is attempting to get it regulated with U.S. crypto-based programs. So that's what caught my attention. So I'm listening to that, and then he talked about how Eric Trump is into crypto as well. Well, we all know that. You know, he's been a crypto trader for quite some time. But the reason I bring this up is that this Greg Kelly person, this man, really knows nothing about crypto. And that became glaringly apparent in his dialogue, because he admitted he's never traded crypto. And yet, he was stating on this show that crypto trading is legitimate. This is why I stopped, and I'm like, what? What is he saying? And I really couldn't believe this is what he was saying. I mean, you know, folks, you and I have been down this road with crypto for some time, the last couple months. So you know this is something dear to my heart, that I'm trying to protect you from getting sucked in by the lure of easy money, by, let's say, hate to use the word fraudulent, but let's say, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of fraudulent crypto platforms out there, meaning you could lose everything. I mean, just think FTX in 2022, BitConnect in 2022, Quadriga in 2019, BitClub Network in 2019, OneCoin in 2017. I mean, so this is nothing new, that these cryptocurrency platforms are hosted by who knows who. All right. So, as I've mentioned before, one of my missions to all of you out there is to make sure that anybody who's trading crypto understands the lurking dangers of trading cryptocurrencies, because they're not regulated yet. All right. And because none of the platforms are funded by U.S. corporations yet. All right. So this Greg Kelly guy on June 3rd, he just blew everything up that I have been telling you guys for months. He just blew it out of the water. And he stated that these crypto platforms are regulated. And I got a little upset. You know, I weekly hear from traders whose crypto accounts simply disappear without notice. Weekly, folks. And you know who I'm talking to. Families have been devastated. Retired couples and seniors have become homeless. Literally homeless, because their crypto accounts were stolen. So for Greg Kelly to state emphatically, which he did, that crypto trading is, and I am quoting him here, completely safe, is absolutely outrageous. Now, I contacted Fox News through their contact form, and they left messages on their phone number in New York since that show. And no one has responded. Not one person has responded. I asked him to make a retraction. I gave him all the data, you know, that and the show. And, you know, I said, I'm not against crypto trading, folks, and you know this. But what I am against is anyone in the media, especially someone like this Greg Kelly guy, who has never traded the crypto market, and he clearly stated that on that show, for him to state that trading crypto is completely safe. I just, oh my God, I'm telling you, my brain almost exploded. And I just really thought, it's not just irresponsible journalism. It's absolutely someone who is outrageously uninformed. And who did he pass that by? Who said, oh, okay, you don't trade crypto, but how do you know that it's all regulated? So here we have a situation where no one did any fact checking before he said this. And it's really a shame, because there's countless people, countless traders that probably watched that show and thought, okay, I'm going to open a crypto account because he said, you know, it's regulated. Well, Eric Trump is trading it, so it must be regulated. This is where I get back to, folks, you thinking for yourself. Okay? Now, again, I don't watch his show. I was just flipping channel. I was bored. I think he's on at 6 o'clock Pacific time or 5 o'clock Pacific time. I don't remember. But I just heard the word crypto, and I thought, oh, okay, let's see what he has to say. And I was just dumbfounded. And the fact that no one at Fox News has responded to me calling him out on his false information, that's really sad. It's really sad. I know why they don't want to call me, because how could they, right? So, but my point being is, the regulation of the crypto platforms is definitely moving forward in our country. It has passed through several committees. I think it's three committees so far, in the Senate or the House. Don't quote me on that. I don't remember which one it is, but I know that it is moving forward. So, you know, if you can be patient and wait until the corporations or the platforms for crypto are regulated, you're going to be a lot safer. Now, that doesn't mean that the volatility is going to be less. As a matter of fact, I can probably guess that all the other people that are hesitant about getting into crypto because they are not regulated are probably going to jump on board once they know it is regulated and that there's safeguards in place. I would. I mean, that's why I don't trade it, because there's no safeguards. And I have no idea where these crypto platforms are located, who creates them, who owns them. You know, I do know they're all offshore. So I'm not going to trade any kind of platform that's offshore. So yeah, I mean, so, and I've heard this a little bit from some of you that, well, you know, once they're regulated, it's, you know, it's going to be boring. And I don't believe that at all. Not at all. I think it's going to be a fabulous opportunity to invest, and especially because it's going to be backed. It's going to be backed by our government. They haven't decided if it's going to be backed by gold or the U.S. dollar. You know, that's still, you know, being determined. But the bottom line is, if they're going to be regulated, so just kind of hold on, you know, hold on to your money right now, and let's see how it all shakes out, because I think it's going to be a really good opportunity forward. And don't listen to this Greg Kelly guy who's never traded crypto in his life, because he doesn't know what he's talking about. And, you know, Mr. Kelly, you can contact me and we'll discuss it. I know he won't, but I just want to let you know that. All right. So, the next thing we're going to get into is the life coaching. And as I said earlier, we're going to continue on this in the next segment because we're getting close to break. But this is something that Mark Douglas and I started way back when. This is how I actually got into the coaching industry. Originally was coaching the spouses of traders. And no one else is doing this except this office. And I take great pride in that. because this is something that I've been doing since 1990. And, you know, I'm here to help you guys. When you have a lack of communication with your loved one or your family, and you don't know how to bridge that gap. And that's just, you know, that can be as easy as just starting a dialogue, just starting a conversation, saying, hey, you know, this is what I love to do. You know, why are you uncomfortable with that? And being open to hearing what they have to say. And that's just normal communication between loved ones, folks. Okay. Do we always like what someone else might tell us? No, of course not. It's just human nature. But if you want those people to be in your life and support you, you have to be willing to listen to their fear. And that's what it boils down to. It's just simply fear. They're afraid for you, and they're afraid for themselves. And they're afraid for you because they know how important your trading is for you, and they want to support you, but they don't know how. Okay? And so, but then on the other hand, they're afraid that you're not going to make it, and they don't know how to deal with that. So this is what I do. I bring you know, you guys together, and we work it out together so that both of you know what the other one is uncomfortable about, so you can just work through it. It's that simple. It's not that challenging. All right? So there's no big deal here. It's just normal communication. And I'm really good at it. I wrote a book about it, Creating Perfect Relationships. Oh, as we head into break, hold that thought, and we will be back shortly. Okay, so in terms of the life coaching, it's going to be from time to time that I will share with you situations that traders have approached me with that you may be familiar with in your own life. Just to give you examples of, you know, what the types of challenges traders and their families have and you know, how I work together with them. We recently had a trader contact me, and his very close family, they're Italian, and just, you know, really, really close. And the grandmother passed away, and she was pretty much the matriarch. She was kind of the glue in the family. And this was, you know, his grandmother. And he has adult children, and the great grandkids, who are in their 30s, felt that they wanted to put together this fabulous funeral for their, you know, this beloved woman. So, you know, my trader said, well, you know, I'm her grandson, and I'm closer to her. You know, I've spent more years with her, and he wanted to manage the whole thing. And, you know, his kids got upset and said, well, you think we can't do this? So he said, all right, you got a couple weeks to put it all together. And, okay. So he gave it, he handed it over to them. And, you know, so there, we were talking about, you know, the church service, you know, the gravesite service, and then the reception afterwards, you know, the notice in the paper, contacting everybody, inviting everybody. You know, now, for those of us who entertain quite a bit, such as myself, this is not a big deal. You know, Mark Douglas and I have been hosting workshops literally around the world since 1990. So putting together, you know, an event, whether it's, you know, a marriage or a death or a baptism or a housewarming or a workshop, that's like second nature to me. But to 30-somethings nowadays who have never planned an event, this might as well be, you know, they might as well be coming from another planet, So it got to the point where, you know, 2 weeks went by and he kept asking his adult children, you know, have you called the church? Have you talked to the priest? Have you called the florist? Have you sent out the invitations? Have you picked the restaurant or the hall? Have you contacted the cemetery? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm just using this as an example because this just happened a couple weeks ago. And they're like, no, 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 we're going to get to it. We're going to get to it. Well, okay. You know, the burial was 2 weeks ago. And 3 days before the burial, they had done nothing. So he calls me up and he's flipped out and he's really angry at you know, his kids. And again, they're in their 30s. And he had it out with them. And in the meantime, you know, ever since his grandmother died, his trading went south because he just knew they weren't arranging anything. And he could have had it done lickety-split, but they didn't want him to do that. And they demanded, pretty much through arguments, that he allow them to do it. So 3 days before, you know, he's losing it. And he lost quite a bit of money because he really wanted it to be a nice event, you know, for this beloved matriarch of their family. And so I had to tell him to let it go. I said, your kids are 20, in their 30s. They're adults. You told them what they needed to do. If they don't do it, it's on them. And he said, well, no, it's a reflection on me. I said, no, it isn't. I said, they demanded to do it. You gave it to them. If they don't do it, that's a reflection on them. So, you know, we had a couple conversations about this because, and I get it, you know, I mean, I'm only a stepmother, but, you know, I've worked in business long enough where, you know, I want everything perfect when I do an event. All right. So I get it. I absolutely knew where he was coming from. But there comes a point where when there's other people involved, such as the great-grandchildren, they wanted to do it. And so it had to be from their perspective, and he had to let his perspective go. And this is what I'm talking about, folks, thinking for yourself and understanding that you don't know everything, you can't manage everything, and there are times when you have to let things go. You have to pick your battles, as I've talked about before. Your most important thing as traders is putting on your armor and heading into battle. If you are having challenges with your relationships, you have to figure out, what is my armor to make my relationships work? And that's where you may need to call me so I can help you figure out the armor that you need, the armor that, you know, your loved ones need, so you guys can go into battle together, not necessarily as traders, but just in your relationships. Okay? So think about that until next week. In the meantime, you know where to reach me, paulatweb.com. My office number is 760-636-4290. The cell phone for emergencies, guys, 442-256-0548. All right. So with that said, I do want to thank all of you for listening. I really appreciate it. I love your feedback, good, bad, or indifferent. It doesn't matter. I love hearing from you, and just keep it up. And if you have questions, send me the questions and we'll talk about them on the show. All right. Just keep in mind, once the new website's up and running, we're recording the YouTube channel shows right now. So hopefully we're going to get those up and running by September 1st. And the new book, Sacred Path of the Warrior Trader, that should be coming out by the end of August. It's going to be dynamic. It's going to be great. You're going to love it. And you got to remember, folks, keep the faith. You know you can be the best trader you can be. I know it. but it's time for you to give your permission, give yourself permission to do it yourself. All right? You're great. You're smart. You've got this going. So just do it. All right? Invest in yourself and be the best. So I wish you the best in the upcoming week. Have a wonderful trading week and make lots of money. All right? Make yourself proud. Talk to you next week.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.